Welcome to Jamaica's Promise, where we highlight all the positive things happening at the primary level. Children from primary schools across the island got the opportunity to sharpen their understanding and appreciation of mathematics during the Grand Mathematics Expo, staged by the Ministry of Education earlier this month. We hear from a few of them and others in today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. It's no secret that the average Jamaican student doesn't enjoy mathematics, and the recent GSAT and CSEC results give testimony to that fact. The Ministry of Education, however, is determined to see this math hatred transformed into genuine like, and perhaps even love. This is the motivation behind the staging of the 2014 Mathematics Expo at the University of the West Indies on March 13. In its second annual staging, the expo saw over 6,000 students viewing exhibits where math concepts were broken down and simplified, and also showed the different ways mathematics is applied to everyday life.
Today, our children will have an opportunity to see math in action and experience something which is too often absent from our mathematics classroom: laughter and enjoyment as they play games and explore concepts.
National Mathematics Coordinator Dr. Tamika Benjamin. She is quick to note, however, that the expo is only one of several initiatives being planned by the ministry to promote the appreciation and understanding of mathematics. Mathematics specialists have been deployed to all educational regions. Workshops are being planned to help build the capacity of principals and middle managers, as well as strengthen the capacity of teachers at the primary and secondary levels to support more meaningful learning.
We recognize that improved mathematical competences will be required if our people, and by extension our nation, are able to take hold of the many opportunities which are and will be created from several current and future national initiatives.
Although he sympathizes with the many students who have a fear of mathematics, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites reminded them that a solid foundation in the subject is integral to obtaining quality careers in the future.
When I was in school, I didn't do well in mathematics at all. I couldn't even take it at CSEC level, but I had to learn it later on as I went through university in order to be able to understand some of the other subjects that I was doing. And I wish now that I had had more expertise and spent more time in mathematics, because it would have helped me in so many areas of life that I didn't do so well in. If you want to get ahead in your life, if you want to have a good profession, if you want to get the best jobs, then you better have a strong appreciation and a reasonable competence in mathematics.
Needless to say, the majority of teachers and students in attendance expressed satisfaction with what they saw at the expo. Let's hear from a few of them now. Here's Linda Service, teacher at the Morant Bay Primary School.
We looked at the exhibition, taking ideas, bringing it back to the school to share with the staff, having workshops with them based on what we see here.
Fellow teacher Antoinette McGregor shared that she is actively searching for strategies to help her students overcome their fear of mathematics.
Probably 50% of the class is afraid, and the other half are probably, they are afraid and have tuned out, and you have to try to catch back their imagination, get them back involved, to try to tell them that this is, you cannot at this stage stop doing math because you need it for future reference.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on JIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.